The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen amma ba'd فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome to the Silsila. This episode, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, will talk about du'as and the acceptance of du'as in this beautiful month of Rajab. Let's start with the blessings of reading the Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned to have said that the one who reads the Durood upon me once, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month of Rajab, the month of Allah azza wa jal. Even in the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic era, people would honor this month. They would usually make dua against the oppression committed upon them throughout the year. But when the month of Rajab arrived, they would do dua against the oppressor and duas would be accepted. It's been also mentioned in many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which denote the greatness and lofty status of the month of Rajab, as worship and duas are accepted in this month. So inshallah, we will learn about doing dua, how to do dua properly. We also learn that are we actually doing dua properly? Are we speaking to Allah Azza wa Jal? We will learn about all of these things, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. There's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are 5 nights in which dua, supplication, is not rejected. Number 1, the first night of Rajab. The second, 15th night of Sha'ban. The third, the night between Thursday and Friday. The fourth, the night of Eid al-Fitr. And the fifth, the night of Eid al-Adha, the 10th of Zulhijjatul Haram. So the first night of Rajab is one of those nights that du'as are not rejected. But we need to make the most of this. Make the most of this day. When the first of Rajab arrived, what did we do? Did we waste it in negligence, or did we spend this time in du'a, asking for Allah Azza wa Jal? My dear viewers, what happens is that when we are in any trouble or tribulations, where do we go? We go to other people. I need money. I need help with this. We go to the doctors. We go to our family. We ask them for du'as. We go to the Imam Sahib of the Masjid. We ask him for du'as. Whenever we're in the trouble, when was the last time we turned to Allah and spoke to Allah Azza wa Jal sincerely? How we speak to people, do we have that same attachment with our Lord? It's mentioned Allah Azza wa Jal is closer than our jugular vein. But how much do we speak to Allah? One thing is to raise your hands, read the du'a in Arabic, not really know what you're saying. Ameen, that's it. One is to, after the namaz, many of us, we sit down, we rush our du'as, and we go. But actually having a speech with Allah, speaking to Allah as well from the bottom of our heart, crying in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, I'm in this trouble. Ya Allah, I need your help. Ya Allah, these are issues in my life, I need your help. When was the last time we done that? When was the last time that in the middle of the night, when everybody was asleep, we woke up, that time, that the Hajj time, that we done dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We waste our day working and earning money, and then our nights, we waste them in front of the TV. But how much do we spend in worship and dua, that speech to Allah Azza wa Jal? So let's go and learn the importance of dua, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. There's an account in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's narrated, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid. A man came and offered salah. He made dua in these words, O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me and have mercy upon me. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O one who performs salah, you have hurried, or you have rushed. Then mentioning the method of dua, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you complete your salah, first praise Allah Azza wa Jal in a manner that he Azza wa Jal deserves, and then recite salat upon me and make dua. So the Prophet ﷺ says, first, what do? Praise Allah Azza wa Jal. When we do dua, normally we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We start with that, praising Allah Azza wa Jal. Then we should read Durood on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. We're starting by praising praising Allah Azza wa Jal, starting by reading Durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then do dua. So this is the etiquette of doing dua. Is first, number one, praise Allah. Second, read salawat, Durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then make our dua. The narrator said, after him, another person offered salah. Then he praised Allah Azza wa Jal, recited salat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Blessed Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O salah offering person, make dua, it will be answered. So this is one of the ways for our duas to be answered as well. So this we learn the etiquette of making dua. So whenever we make dua, we should do so in this way. Sallu al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's also been mentioned dua is restricted between the earth and the sky. It does not go upwards until you recite salat upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Again, there are a few ahadiths mentioned about reading the durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when making dua. Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, dua is the hijab from Allah Azza wa Jal until salat is not sent upon Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his blessed family. So we should make the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal first, then the durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family, and then make our dua inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So whenever you make dua next time, make sure we try to follow these etiquettes of making dua as well. So Allah Azza wa Jal also encourages us to make dua as well. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, and your Rabb has proclaimed, pray to me, I shall answer your prayer. Allah says, pray to me, ask me. But we are lacking in the asking from Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to speak to Allah, ask Allah, talk to Allah, beg Allah for forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal says also in the Holy Quran in Surah Baqarah, translation from Kanzul Iman, and O dear Rasul Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when my bondsmen question you concerning me, then surely I am close. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls upon me. Allah says to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell him I am close, and I will answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls upon me. And there are many ahadiths of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about making dua. The Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has said, dua is the essence of worship. The essence of worship is dua. Again, ask yourself, how do I make dua? How much do I lack in making dua? How often do I make dua? What type of duas do I make? Is it just a rushed dua, or is it actually a heartfelt dua? Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, nothing is better than dua before Allah Azza wa Jal. What a beautiful hadith. Nothing is better than dua before Allah Azza wa Jal. Speak to Allah. Ask your Lord for things. First, come back to Allah. In the month of Allah, speak to Allah. Connect yourself with Allah again. This is we need to be, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's also been mentioned, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala has said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person for whom door of dua is opened, then the door of mercy is opened for him. Among the requests submitted to Allah, made in dua, the favorite one is about safety. The troubles which a person has suffered from and the troubles which have not yet come, only dua benefits all of them. The troubles, the tribulations you are in, rather than going to the whole world and trying to get help, go to your Lord. Go to the creator of the world. Ask him. Speak to him. So, O bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jalla, make it compulsory upon yourself to make dua. How many times in a day do we speak to Allah? How many times in a day do we raise our hands to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? You ask yourself, I ask myself. We are in the month of Allah. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, should I not tell you of such a thing that will bring you protection against your enemy and increase your sustenance? That's what we all want. We all want protection from our enemies and increase in our sustenance. To make dua to Allah day and night, because dua is a weapon of the mu'min, the true believer. Dua is our weapon. When we go to war, when we go to battle, we want the best things to fight against our enemy. But here, the meaning, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, dua is a weapon of a true believer. Nothing stronger than Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. for his mercy. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua is the most superior act of worship. Namaz, hajj, zakat, what does it say? Dua is the most superior act of worship. Speaking to Allah. And make it a habit. A few times a day at least you should speak to your Lord. How much do we speak to others? How much do we speak to our family, to our friends, to our children, to our colleagues? But out of that speech, from these tongues which Allah has given to us, how much do we actually speak to Allah? Ask Allah for help, ask Allah for forgiveness, ask Allah for mercy, for barakah in our homes, in our jobs, in our businesses. Ask Allah for the removal of trials and tribulations and difficulties. We should speak to Allah. And you will see, my dear viewers of Madri Channel, how Allah opens doors for you. Rather than relying on others, rely on Allah. There is nobody who can help us more than Allah. There is nobody more powerful than Allah. So why are we not turning to our merciful Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal? Turn back to your Lord. And this is the message that Dawat Islami and Madri Channel is giving to you. Dua, connection with Allah Azza wa Jal in the month of Rajab, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madri Channel, part of the manners of doing dua is that a person who makes dua should call out to Allah Azza wa Jal with his beautiful names. So we learned that we should praise Allah Azza wa Jal when we start our dua. But how do we praise Allah Azza wa Jal? By mentioning his beautiful names. The beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed an angel upon his holy name, Arhamur Rahimin. Whoever utters it three times, the angel calls out, ask Arhamur Rahimin, is paying attention to you. So this, what do we need to do? Speak to Allah in these words. Beautiful. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. In these words, praise Allah Azza wa Jal. You will see, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 195, translation from Kanzul Iman, so the Lord accepted their prayer. This is when Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who accepts the prayers, accepts our du'as. When was the last time that we cried in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? When was the last time we shared our sorrows with Allah Azza wa Jal? You know, in life, we have certain people that we can share our sorrows with. You know, who we can share our secrets with. But who is there more than Allah Azza wa Jal for us? When was the last time we connected with Allah Azza wa Jal sincerely, that we cried from our heart, that we ask Allah for forgiveness, we don't tawbah, we ask Allah for many things. Ya Allah, I'm too weak. Ya Allah, the shaitan has become a burden upon me. My nafs and shaitan have made me do so many sins, I don't want to do sins anymore. Ya Allah, this is your month, help me. Ya Allah, these are the beautiful months leading up to Ramadan. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, come and help me. How much do we do this, my dear viewers of Madri Channel? This is what I keep trying and telling you, that we should speak to Allah Azza wa Jal. Speak to Allah. Cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Beg Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. You know, on the Day of Judgment, when our deeds will be weighed, do you think that mine and your deeds, that we'll have so many good deeds that we will go straight into Jannah? That our good deeds will be more than our bad deeds? No. It is because of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that we will go into Jannah. It was because of the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Think about your daily life. How much sin do we do and how many good deeds do we do? You know and I know how much Salah we read and how much Durood e Paak we read, how much Quran do we read. And you and I know how much haram we do with our bodies, with our speeches, in our businesses, in our fraud, lying, backbiting, in our daily lives. If Allah Azza wa Jal can, just because of one sin, can hold us and say, because of this, I'm throwing you into Jahannam. Then what would happen to us? Always ask Allah and say, Ya Allah, because of your mercy and your forgiveness, give me a place in Jannah. Our deeds are not those which can be counted. Indeed, we will fail, my dear viewers. Really, if you just, as I said previously as well, that think about your self-accountability. Before account is done for us, do your account yourself. In other words, in the dunya, if you take it, before we go to the tax man, what do? We get accounted. Now work out, you know, my good deeds and my business, my transactions, work it out. I don't want anybody to catch me and get into trouble and get any fines. Today, do your account. Before our deeds are placed on the scale, then what will we do? Then it will be shame for us. Then in front of everybody, we will have shame. Ask Allah, whenever you do dua, say, Ya Allah, give me a place in Jannah. Ya Allah, save me from the fire of hell. Read Surah Mulk. It's been mentioned that the one who reads Surah Mulk daily will be saved from the punishment of the grave. Do dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And have this conversation daily with Allah. In the morning when you start, when Ya Allah, give me blessings in my day. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give me barakah in my day. Ya Allah, make my day which is saved from sins. Make my day full of good deeds. Then, after your day ends, before you go to sleep, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, I thank you for the blessings you have given me today. Every blessing that you have got, which of the favors of your Lord shall you deny? How many things, blessings, if you look on when we eat on our tables, how much do we have blessings just on our table when we eat? Fruit, vegetables, we have salan, roti, different things we have. Maybe we have 10 or 15 different things on the table. And then look around you in your house and start to count the blessings. Then look on your body and count the blessings. Then look outside your window and see the signs of Allah. And then look in your jobs and your businesses and your children, in your wealth, in your cars. How much thankful can we be to Allah Azza wa Jal? If you start to count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will not be able to count them. Endless blessings of Allah. But how much do we thank Allah for these blessings? How much shukr do we do? How much do we say Alhamdulillah? The more shukr and Alhamdulillah you do, the more you'll get from Allah. This is the month. Turn back to Allah. Come back to your Lord. The month of Allah, Rajab. And this is the topic of today was dua. Establish a connection and a conversation with your Lord. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will see the betterment of in the dunya and in the akhirah. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever we have learned today, may we accept that, may we pass it on to others. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will see you in the next episode. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived.